I've been getting my guys food for the last half hour.
You're a good boss. Kevin, Nick, Divot. Hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I always like Rosa Mexicano because you're heavy on chips, you're heavy on guac, and you're heavy on margaritas, and you have great food. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Which location are you at? The one near the...
We're down at Lincoln Center, right at 62nd and Columbus.
You know, it was a great... I'm so happy you guys have took over that space many years ago. To be frank, that was not an easy place to succeed in. Many restaurants went in and out, and you have stayed in because you're good.
Well, I think it's actually the neighborhood. The neighborhood's great. We love the guests, so they treat us well, we treat them well.
What are some of the favorite foods that you have there that you like?
Honestly, it's the guacamole.
Why?
It's just delicious.
Well, what's some of the key in making a good guac?
Well, the secret is a ripe avocado and then making a paste with your onions and cilantro and jalapenos and then getting all that flavor in every single bite.
What do you mean making a paste?
So you actually take your onions and cilantro and your jalapenos and you throw them in a food processor and you make a paste out of them. And then you fold that into your avocado and then you add more chopped jalapenos and onions for texture. So you get flavor and texture.
Now the avocados, you don't throw them in the blender because they have some character to them, right?
Oh no, you want your avocados nice and chunky. The avocado should be the star of your guacamole. So you want to be able to actually really taste that avocado when you eat it.
Now do you have to make them in a beautiful guacamole bowl?
We prefer to make them in a beautiful guacamole mocajete, but you can make it in whatever utensil you have. As long as you love avocados, enjoy them however you like.
What did you call that bowl?
It's a mocajete. It's a lava rock in the form of a three-legged pig.
So if I'm back,
that must be hard to stand up, though. No? Three legs?
No. Three-legged pigs are considered good luck in Latin culture.
Let me ask the last question. We're very involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace. We have a big concert in Central Park and Times Square, and I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? Edmund Divot, what does peace mean to you, if you don't mind sharing?
Live and let live. If I'm not hurting you and you're not hurting me, what's the problem?
Rock and roll. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.